proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish life and practice. There are four major branches of Judaism. Today we'll look at that branch known as Orthodox Judaism. That term constitutes something of a misnomer. Orthodox Jews perceive themselves as advocating a continuation of the Jewish faith as it was practiced in the Old Testament. Yet, it was not until other Jewish denominations arose that the title Orthodox Judaism itself identified a group of people. Orthodox Jews believe that the Torah, that is God's law, the Torah should serve as the model for all Jewish faith and practice. To Orthodox Judaism, the Torah consists of two parts. One section contains the written law, as found in the Old Testament. The other part of Torah, known as the oral law, developed from the Mosaic covenant through the rabbinical writings, such as commentaries. In the 12th century AD, a Jewish writer nicknamed Maimonides created a code known as the 13 Principles of Faith. These tenets affirm, amongst other doctrines, the unity of God, the immutability of the Torah, and the future advent of the Messiah. Orthodox Jews subscribe to this creed. A ritual adherence to rituals characterizes Orthodox Jewish life. Every waking moment, an Orthodox Jew seeks to confirm God's commandments and conform to God's commandments about the clothing they wear, the food which they eat, their family and social relationships, as well as a number of other similar practices. For instance, an Orthodox Jew will not consume meat products with dairy products at the same meal. Indeed, many Orthodox Jewish families will keep separate plates for meat products, for dairy products, as well as separate utensils for these. Observers should not identify Orthodox Judaism as a monolithic body. Numerous subgroups and sects within Orthodox Judaism exist. These are similar as to their beliefs, yet they differ with regard to the doctrines they choose to emphasize. Consider, for example, the Hasidic movement. Hasidim form one of the more influential groups in Orthodox Judaism. This movement began in 18th century Lithuania under a leader who went by the title of Baal Shem Tov, that is to say, Master of the Good Name. The Baal Shem Tov taught his followers to place less emphasis on the concept of reward and punishment. Instead, he advocated that they focus on what is called dvikus, that is to say, cleaving to God, in every area of their daily lives. Prayer, accompanied by acts of kindness, might serve to connect the Hasid with God. So prayer is advocated instead of engaging in continuous Torah study. The Hasidic movement relies on applying elements of Jewish mysticism. It teaches, for example, that at any given time, 36 righteous people sustain the world. In practice, this belief led to the establishment of what can be termed dynasties in the Hasidic movement. That is to say, select spiritual leaders whom Hasidic Jews follow, leaders who they believe function as divine channels of influence. Some observers might classify Orthodox Judaism as a continuation of New Testament Phariseeism. Certainly, Orthodox Jews will stress their adherence to following Torah as they perceive it, uninfluenced by the trappings of modern life or thought. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you a session on Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.